Sins take you away from Allah. Salah takes you back to Allah. Leave the sins, perform your salah. Salah is the gift of Miraj.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our brand new program called Gift of Mi'raj. You must have understood what is the gift of Mi'raj. Gift of Mi'raj is Salah. Subhanallah. Respected viewers, we'll talk about Salah. In today's episode, in specific, we'll talk about rewards and benefits, importance of Salah, inshallah, which have been mentioned in Quran, in Ahadith, and in the teachings of Islam. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's take a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amin of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Dawat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or we do any good deed. Alhamdulillah, as I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer. And I make this intention, inshallah, whatever I say, I'll try to act upon. You can make this intention too. You will watch this program from start to end for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will learn with utmost concentration, with focus. You will try to remember what you learn, act upon, not only act upon, but you will also try to pass this knowledge on to others too. And remember, the more intentions one makes for a particular task or particular deed, that reward can be multiplied if one adds as many intentions as possible. You can add as many intentions as possible, inshallah, and you can multiply the reward you can attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected viewers, alhamdulillah, today, Muballigh of Dawat Islami, Muhammad Waqas Attari, joins me. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
So very happy to see you, MashaAllah. After a long time, we're doing another program. And topic is beautiful, mashallah. And that is gift of Mi'raj, coolness of the eyes of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That is Salah. It has been very much emphasized in Quran and Ahadith. And we read the importance of Salah and the rewards which have been mentioned in the books, inshallah. We'll be talking about this today. First of all, what would you like to share with the viewers of Madani Channel in the start and as we go? Inshallah, we'll talk further on various aspects of Salah, its rewards especially.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As you mentioned, the Lord by that the Salah, Namaz is a gift. Unfortunately, today people don't see it as a gift. We see it as a burden. Oh, I have to do Salah 5 times a day, I have to do wuzu. This was not an ordinary gift. Who is the giver of this gift and who is the receiver of this gift?
Beautiful.
You know, if I give you a gift, you can say, okay, it's a gift. This is a gift being given by Allah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that just shows the importance, the status, and the beautification of this gift Allah has given. To who? For us, as Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to appreciate this is a gift. You know, if you give me a gift, I'll give you a gift. And I'll say, thank you, Rasulullah, Jazakallah. How many of us thank Allah for giving us the gift of Salah? Has anybody ever done dua or say Alhamdulillah, ya Allah. We thank Allah for worldly things that we have, for a house, for a car, Alhamdulillah. We should definitely. Have we ever said, ya Allah, I thank you for giving me the gift of Salah. I thank you for giving me the ability to do sajda to you and to prostrate my head and prostrate my, do ruku and sujood my body and pray to you.
Subhanallah.
See, so we need to appreciate this gift and treat it as a gift, not as a burden.
Well, that's very beautiful point. I just remember what Allah has mentioned. They said that there are other forms of ibadat, right? When they were instructed or they were ordered for us to do those forms of ibadah, like for example, Hajj or Zakah or other forms of ibadah. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed us to do them, right? And we were on this earth and that was told to us. But salah is such a beautiful gift, such a beautiful ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called His beloved and then gave this beautiful gift. This also tells the importance of this beautiful prayer.
If you look into this, what is salah? Salah is that you are speaking to Allah azza wa jalla. Well, don't believe you talking. I don't say this is a gift I'm talking to you. But that is a gift that we have been given to speak to Allah. Can you imagine what a great gift this is to speak to our Creator, to our Lord? So, as I said, let's treat this as a gift. And remember, it's been mentioned that first question on the Day of Judgment would be about Salah.
Yeah.
The first question. So we are prepared for many tests. You know, we say, oh, in the dunya we have school tests. These are the answers.
And which is the compulsory question? Which is the important question? We prepare for that, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. And this is the first question.
Yeah.
And if we are successful in the first question, inshallah, the rest of our will be successful as well. If we are stuck here, then we are in trouble. But the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we mentioned, undoubtedly salah is a sign of iman, faith, and an important act of worship. If you want to check somebody's faith, one way we can check them is check their salah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, remember, we dress like Muslims, we act like Muslims, we talk like Muslims, but how is our salah? You know, check on yourself. We all say we are an Ashiq Rasul, we are a lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fantastic, very good. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that salah is the corners of my eyes, do we have time for that? What kind of Ashiq and Rasul are we that at the time of Fajr we're asleep? At the time of Zuhr, we're busy in our jobs and our education. At the time of Asr, you know, we're picking the kids up from school. Maghrib time, we're with the kids, we're having dinner. And Isha time, we're in bed. This is the Ashiq and Rasul of today, unfortunately, that we call ourselves. A true Ashiq and Rasul is the one. In my opinion, you can't have an Ashiq and Rasul who doesn't read Salah.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
True.
If he calls himself an Ashiq and Rasul, he has to follow the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and the teachings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And especially this one, is Salah. So let's treat this as a gift. There are many ayahs in the Quran, many ahadiths, many waqiyat of Huzur Ghar al-Din about Salah. So inshallah we'll go and speak about them as well, inshallah.
Inshallah. Respected Yusuf Madanishan, we heard that the importance of Salah, and it is a gift of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which was awarded to the Ummah of Rasul Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Now, once in the night of Mi'raj, when Salah became fard upon the Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, then our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, how many Salah did he offer in his apparent lifetime since Salah became fard? So this is a beautiful information I would like to share with viewers of Malaysia, that it totals up to 11 years, 6 months, right? In this time span, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam offered 20,000 salah, right? And approximately 500 Jummah salah offered, and 9 Eid salah Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam offered. And this is the beauty of salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam prayed in his lifetime since salah became fard upon the Ummah of Rasulullah.
And it was not only just the fard salah we read today. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to pray Tahajjud Salah as well, if you remember. And you know, on the night of Mi'raj, as you mentioned, it's the hadith in Ibn Majah Sharif that when Allah azza wa jalla gave the gift of Salah, how many did Allah give? 50 Salah.
Allahu
Akbar. Can you imagine today we can't read 5. And just imagine if when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back to Musa alayhi wa sallam and asked, that what has your Lord enjoyed upon your nation? What did Allah azza wa jalla give you?
Yeah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 50 Salah. Musa alayhi salam said, go back, your ummah will not be able to fulfill this.
True.
And they kept coming back, going back, again it was reduced. Then Musa alayhi salam said, go back again. Then it came back, reduced. And they ended up with 5 salah. And even then Musa alayhi salam said, go back, your ummah won't be able to do this.
Allah.
Go. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I feel shy before my Lord.
Allah.
That keep coming, going back, I feel shy. Then my ummah will inshallah read 5 salah. And unfortunately today, we see today, if I say maybe 90% of the ummah does not read salah, I don't think this would be incorrect.
Yeah.
Wherever you go in our workplaces, in our businesses, in schools, in colleges, where are our prayer rooms today? When we make a shop, or a warehouse, or a business, or a new store, do we allocate a space for prayer there?
Yeah.
In our schools, How many places are allocated for Salah? You know, Alhamdulillah, this is one thing, the beauty of Dawat Islami as well, that we are not only tell people that, you know, establish prayer. But Alhamdulillah, within our own, we have our schooling systems. We have made our own schooling system, Darul Madina. In there, Alhamdulillah, children are taught Salah from a very young age.
Mashallah.
And Juma Salah, and, you know, the normal daily Salahs, Alhamdulillah, they encourage from a young age. One of the reasons, unfortunately, is on the topic of Salah, that we are away from Salah today, because we forgot to teach our children at a young age. You know, when they get to 15, 16, 18, then we say, better read Salah. Come on, you have to read the Masjid, it's farz upon you. But when they were 4, 5, 6, 7, when they were that age, we forgot. We didn't make them habitual of Salah. So I encourage the viewers of Madhya Channel that from a young age, make your children love Salah. You know, make them think it's a gift, like the gift of Miraj. Don't just say, better read the Masjid, you have to read the Masjid. Make them feel that they are doing something which is a gift. You know, you give them a toy, how happy they get. Make them appreciate Salah.
Yeah.
Make them love Salah. That you don't have to tell them go read Salah. They'll come. You know, I give the example quite often that don't tell your children to do anything. Do it and they will automatically do it. You want them to read Salah, go and pray. The 4 or 5 year old will come next to you and stand next to you. You want to read Quran, you want your children to read Quran, don't go and tell your children better read Quran. Sit down, open the Quran, read it, you'll see your child come to you automatically. So inshallah, we need to develop this love and yearning and appreciation for our Salah and our children from a young age.
MashaAllah, Waqas bhai, as you were mentioning about the Salah being fard upon the Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and initially 50 Salah became fard, and later they were reduced to 5. Now, Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala said, in the night of Mi'raj, 50 Salah were made fard upon Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Then they were reduced to 5. Then it was said, O beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our words do not change. For you is the reward of 50 against 5.
Subhanallah.
This is the reward of Salah.
The reward is still of the 50 Salah that we have to do. Now we need 5, we get the reward of 50.
We get the reward of
50. We have mercy for Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Allah
is making it easy for us and still gave us a reward of 50. But still, how many of us need that 5?
Now imagine if we had to read 50. What would that have been in the situation? We can't even read 5, right? If they were exactly 50 and we had to read them, so how many times we had to pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if it was an obligation, what would have been our condition? So this was the karma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no doubt, Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam helped the ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a beautiful point, Waqas bhai, which has been mentioned by ulama-i kiram. They mentioned that some people, they've got a whisper of shaitan that the one who has departed from this world, okay, after the demise, one cannot help, right? So here if we see, after years, Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam helped the ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam even after his demise, right? And he, subhanallah, helped the ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and in a way that there were 50 salah fard upon us, upon the ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that they were reduced with the help of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and today we pray 5. And even those that do not believe in this, they also pray 5, don't they?
They still pray 5, and a couple of other things. One is about help, and one is that the Anbiya alayhi salam are alive.
Yeah.
And the Anbiya alayhi salam, and even on the night of Miraj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Musa alayhi wa sallam praying Salah in his grave as well.
Subhanallah.
So not only are they alive, they help, they read their Salah as well.
Subhanallah.
So this Alhamdulillah shows that the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you know, many people have misconceptions today, as you say, because of lack of Islamic knowledge. We have, don't read up, we go online, we go onto social media, we think whatever we see is that's the truth. So always we should make sure we get our religious knowledge from authentic scholars. Alhamdulillah, Madhya Channel is here for us. So, alhamdulillah, whatever we have, we are authentic ayat from the Quran, authentic hadith with their translations. We make sure that we give correct information.
Respective views of Madhya Channel, one beautiful point what we learn from the waqia of Mi'raj. In the night of Mi'raj, all Anbiya and Rusul, messengers and the prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, they were called in Masjid al-Aqsa. And Sayyidina Jibreel Amin, alayhi salam, he held the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made him imam. Now, There are two, three beautiful points we understand. It was also a salah. Allahu Akbar.
What then, salah that would have been? Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. What a beautiful moment, Allahu Akbar. Anbiya, they were offering salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is the leader of all Anbiya. And that was the night when the title of Imamul Anbiya was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even then, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam had not gone in the heavens. It was in Masjid Aqsa, and they were praying salah. Now, this is another point, that for us, salah became farm later, but Anbiya, they were offering salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading salah, and he became Imamul Anbiya. And these all Anbiya Kiram, right, they had apparently departed from this mortal world, and they were gathered there. This also proves the hayat of Anbiya, subhanallah.
So, but this is, if we start going on this, we could have an old few episodes of this on its own. Alhamdulillah, it just shows that, it's lack of some of our, sometimes our Islamic knowledge that we take, or we think whatever we think is not, mentally we don't think it's possible. Yeah. But, we should always think what is the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. And our minds are limited, restricted.
Sure.
So it doesn't mean what people say, or we don't do hearsay. Alhamdulillah, get your knowledge from Islamic scholars, and inshallah, act upon that.
Coming back to the topic, that rewards of salah. Waqasbay, as we've heard that we offer 5, but we get reward of 50. Subhanallah. What else would you like to mention about the emphasis on salah?
There are many,
the importance of salah from Quran.
There are many ayahs in the Quran where Allah has mentioned salah and the rewards of salah.
Subhanallah.
So I'll mention some inshallah. In Surah An-Nisa, ayah 162, translation. And those who establish prayer, give charity, believe in Allah at the last day, to them we shall soon give a great reward.
SubhanAllah.
Allah says, the one who pray, who give charity, believe in Allah at the last day, to them what do? We give great reward.
So
that is just, Allah is just saying, for just the reward Allah has mentioned in this ayah. Another ayah, Surah Al-Anfal, ayah number 3, a translation. Those who keep the prayer established and spend some in our part for what we have provided them, these are the true Muslims. For them are ranks with their Lord and forgiveness and honorable sustenance. So Allah says, the one who prays, they are the true Muslims. For them are forgiveness and for them are honorable sustenance. So we normally do dua, Ya Allah, forgive me, give me sustenance, raise my ranks. Allah is telling us that if you want this, if you want to be a true Muslim, if you want to raise your ranks with your Lord, you want forgiveness, you want honorable sustenance. Not just sustenance, honorable sustenance.
Included in this,
all this, what you need to do, read your salah. Establish your prayer, Allah will provide you with these things. But unfortunately, we try all other avenues for sustenance, to get our ranks raised in the dunya. We want to be well off, we want to know the big fish today. The parliamentarians, we want to be at the top. But Allah has told us that if you want your ranks raised, for them are the ranks with their Lord. Your rank is with Allah Azza wa Jal.
Those ranks are different, right? Those darajat which will be raised. Subhanallah.
So as I said, we don't need to look at other places. Turn back to your Lord. You've got an issue with your families, in your sustenance, you've got issues, any issues, turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal. We turn, unfortunately, to people. I've got this problem, can you help me? I've got this issue, can you help me? Read your salah, this is speaking to Allah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you are praising Allah. You are tashahud, you are doing du'as for yourself, for your parents, for the Muslims. Inshallah, further we'll go about not just reading salah, but when we read salah, where is our mind?
Jiji. Qasbi, the point I would like to pick here, mashallah, you talked about from Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant sustenance, isn't it? And now this risk, as you said, that if we want risk, alhamdulillah, if we want our darajat raised, right, we can turn to salah, we can stand in salah, we can offer salah, we can stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And if we want shifa, right, then again, in salah there is shifa also. Respective views of Madani Channel, the word risk is very important, right? Sometimes we struggle in terms of finances, and people, they go different places, Waqasbay, and they ask for du'as, and they say, if I can get job or my business is not working well, and if you could do something or tell me and make dua. But we've heard that for our sustenance, there is a way we can stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and offer salah. And another point is that people, because of risk, they are not offering salah. Because of their business, yes, they don't offer salah. Because of their shop, because of their work, they miss Jum'ah salah, they miss salah. And this is something worrying. This is something, in another way, saying that we are going away from Razzaq, who is the one who provides risk, and then we are searching for risk.
Allah speaks about this in the Holy Quran, in Surah Taha. Allah translation says, and command your family to establish prayer, and yourself, and be steadfast over it. We do not ask any sustenance from you. Allah says, we do not ask any sustenance from you. We will provide you sustenance. And the excellent result is for piety. Allah says, I will give you sustenance. I will provide you sustenance. And as you mentioned about shifa as well. You know, when we feel ill, where do we go? We go to the doctors. It's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sunan Ibn Majah, hadith number 3458. Undoubtedly, salah has cure.
SubhanAllah.
So shifa, if you want cure, if you want rizq, if you want your ranks raised, if you want your sins to be wiped out, salah. We have been given the key. The door is there. It's just about us putting the key in the door, turning it to go through to gain our salvation, to gain our Jannah.
But it is key to Jannah.
Maybe that's the key. But unfortunately, as you said, in our jobs and our businesses and our mindset today is that we have forgotten our Lord.
It's all materialism, Akash bhai. This beautiful couplet, it comes in my mind, I would like to share with viewers. Khuda ko bhool gaye log fikre rozi mein. Khuda ko bhool gaye log fikre rozi mein. Khayal rizq hai, razik ka kuch khayal nahi. People, they have forgotten Razzaq. In search of risk, the one who provides risk, the one who provides sustenance, people, they have forgotten Razzaq Azza wa Jalla. Forgot means they are not offering salah. Speaking of my mention, if you want risk, if you want sustenance, if you want barakah and blessing in your risk, if you want barakah and blessing in your business, if you want barakah and blessing at your work, what should you do? You should not miss salah. You should stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can have the blessings in your sustenance. You can have blessings in your risk, inshallah, in your business, inshallah. Azza wa Jalla. But remember, sometimes waqas bhai, it's a Jummah salah time. And exactly right at that time, your shop becomes busy. And that is the test at that moment.
Yes.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests the individual, the believer, that does he leave this for me, for my hukum, for my order? And he shuts the shop and he goes to masjid and he offers salah and stands before me. That is the test. Sometimes if people, they're watching, maybe they do a taxi, right that very moment, they will have customers.
Yes.
And they will have busy time. But that is the time when we have to stop. And it is in Quran that after finishing your prayer, you can go and find and search the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you have prayed, you can always go back and start your business. You can always go back to your work. You can always go back to search for your sustenance, for your risk.
So, you know, people with the true yaqeen, this is a tried and tested. So what they do is, for example, they go and read their salah and they have this yaqeen that if any of my customers, for example, they go away, yes, they take away, Allah will give me more.
Definitely.
And it happens. They come back and they see, okay, I missed out 5 customers, but after my Jummah when I came back, I had 15 customers.
Even one customer will have a big order.
Big order. Yes. And same with the taxi drivers, yes, as well. If you ask them, there was a girl for Jummah, they might have missed 1 or 2 jobs. But as soon as they come back, they turn the system on, they got busy again.
Sure.
Allah has given us the risk is guaranteed for us.
So even we are not praying, we are getting risk. So now imagine if we pray, if we offer salah, if we follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much more blessings will be showered and downpoured upon us.
SubhanAllah. So another point is also that, you know, many youngsters today, they pray and they have this thing that, oh, I'm a sinner. You know, is Allah going to forgive me as well? You know, what's the point of me starting praying? Astaghfirullah, they have this mindset that I've been 30, 40 years, I've been sinning. I've been in drugs, I've been in alcohol, I've been doing this. What's the point of starting now? It's been mentioned that salah wipes out your sins.
SubhanAllah.
So never have that thing in your heart or in your mind that I won't be forgiven. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, it's in Abu Dawud Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal has made 5 salah obligatory. The person who performs wudu for them properly and offers them at their fixed times and performs their ruku' and sujood with the presence of the heart, so it is at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that He Azza wa Jal will forgive him.
Subhanallah.
And the one who does not perform them, so Allah Azza wa Jal has no reward for him. He may forgive him or he may torment him. So it's mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal wipes out your sins.
Yeah?
So this is the way for our sins to be removed. Now have mercy, do dua. That's the, if you sin, put your head in sajda. Say, Allah, I've sinned.
Allah is Rahman.
You are the ones, forgive me. The Prophet said to his Sahaba that if any of you have a stream in his courtyard and takes a ghusl or bath daily 5 times in it, will there be any dirt left on him? The people humbly replied, no. The Blessed Rasulullah then said, Salah washes away the sins as water washes away the dirt. So you know, this is, as we mentioned, everything that we want from Allah Azza wa Jal. We want rizq. We want our sins to be forgiven. We want the worldly blessings. Establish Salah, inshallah, you see how doors open for you.
Because when you talked about sins being wiped out because of Salah, no doubt they do. But look at Quran. Quran is saying, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ Salah stops indecency. And inshallah, if we have got this yaqeen, and we offer Salah, we establish Salah, then from indecency, from talking ill, from bad things, alhamdulillah, we will be prevented.
A lot of this is our company we keep as well.
Because,
our bad company that we have, we get into, unfortunately, indecent things, especially in the youth today. It's very prevalent, very on the up at the moment. And one of the reasons is because if you give up Salah, you've got time on your hands, you get into indecent things.
Because there's one point, mashallah, you brought into discussion about the company. Now, those people, they have got bad friends, bad company. Where will they invite them?
If the pubs, going to the clubs,
to the club, right? To go out at night, to the shops, to sit down and waste time, right? So for smoking, for drugs and all sorts of things, they will invite them. But if a person who has made friends, who are namazi, they offer salah, they go regularly to masjid, and they have got the attachment and connection with masjid, 5 daily prayers they offer in masjid. Now, if we have got our friendship with them, what will happen? They will always invite us for masjid, isn't it? They will invite for any good gathering, any nafil milad or garvi sharif, or any gathering where there is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or dhikr of awliya Allah. They will invite us. And this is how, it's one of the ways when we regularly go to masjid, inshallah, one day we will be protected from sins. Another way is that a person, if he sins, commits a mistake, once he's done it, but he is a regular person who offers salah. He's a regular salah offering person. What will he do? As soon as once he has committed sin, but now it's the time of zuhr, he will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will start feeling ashamed that I'm standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm doing now ruku and sujood. Again, I have come back as a slave in the court of my Lord Azza wa Jalla, my master, and I have recently sinned. I did not follow the commandment of my Lord Azza wa Jalla, and now I'm standing again in his court, again in the time of Asr and Maghrib and Isha. Now this coming again and again, coming in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this gives him remorse, regret, and a time comes he leaves sins, alhamdulillah, and this salah, alhamdulillah, becomes a source and cause as prevention for one to give up sins, according to Quran, mashallah.
It's been mentioned in some way that, you know, when you read, for example, your Zuhr Salah, the sins you've committed from Fajr to Zuhr Salah are forgiven.
Subhanallah.
Then when you read Asr Salah, the sins which you have committed from Zuhr to Asr are forgiven. For each Salah is like this. So can you imagine, okay, we all make mistakes. We are human. You know, Shaitan is with us, our nafs is with us. If we sin, the best way, one of the best ways to get your sins wiped out is Salah. Do your wuzu. It's even mentioned when you do your wuzu, that part which I'm doing, the sins are being washed away. When you wash the face, think that the sins of my eyes, which I've committed, my ears, when you wash your arms.
Not only we think, actually,
they're being washed away.
Alhamdulillah,
in wuzu and in salah, sins are getting washed away. Can you see what a great. Now we appreciate why this is a gift, you know, and why we need to appreciate this gift and implement this gift in our lives. Many people today, if you see, you know, mental illness is on the rise today. Right? Why is it on the rise? People don't have a sense of achievement, don't have anything to do. But if they are establishing their prayer, if they are talking to Allah Azza wa Jal, if they are performing wudu 5 times a day, how can that person not have mental spirituality? How can he really speaking to his Lord and he's explaining his problems and he's speaking to Allah Azza wa Jal? You see that your mental issues, your physical issues, as I mentioned, that salah is a cure. All of your diseases will be wiped out if you implement salah in your lives. And inshallah, we'll see one day that all of our issues and problems will be solved by who? By Allah Azza wa Jal.
So the solution is that one keeps on praying, offering salah, if he wants to prevent himself from sins. Waqasi, there are beautiful fada'il, excellences of salah, which have been mentioned in a book called Faizane Namaz. It is available in Urdu, but inshallah, hope soon it will be translated in English. It has been mentioned that salah is the way to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the coolness of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned, it is the sunnah of anbiya, the prophetic way. It is been mentioned, it is the lamp for one's dark grave. Salah protects one from the punishment of grave. If we want light in our grave, we need to offer salah. If we want protection from the punishment of grave, we should offer salah. On the day of judgment, salah will be shade from the heat, inshallah. And then on kul sirat, salah will make a person cross with ease. Salah is noor, it is light, and we need light in our grave. We need light on the day of judgment. So offer salah. Salah is key to Jannah. Expect viewers, if we want to open the door of Jannah, we need that key. And salah is key to Jannah. Salah protects one from the punishment of Jahannam. Because of salah, rahmah downpours, descends. And then further it is mentioned, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with salah offering person. It has been mentioned, salah is a pillar of one's faith, one's deen, subhanallah. And further, salah, as we talked about, it wipes off sins of a person. And then salah is a means for the acceptance of one's prayers. Today we complain that our prayers are not accepted. The question is, do we offer salah at first place? And further, one, alhamdulillah, gets cure because of offering salah. Salah is a means for the blessings in one's sustenance, alhamdulillah. And shaitan does not like salah. And last but not the least, salah is in the mi'raj of mu'min. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam went to mi'raj. His ascension was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to the heavens, Allahu Akbar, and he got the proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, and he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his naked eyes. This was the mi'raj of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And for a believer, the mi'raj is salat. When a person is in sajda, and that is the moment, Allahu Akbar, he is closest in the bargah, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, respected viewers of my mention, salah has been mentioned as mi'raj of mu'min. So why should one miss if he has got that many rewards, that many benefits, that many, alhamdulillah, fada'il and excellences has been mentioned?
What is the rewards you have mentioned? Also, there's many scientific benefits of reading salah as well.
No doubt.
For your health, you know, for your bones, for your muscles. Even the scientists, you know, have proven that different positions in salah have different benefits on health as well.
No doubt.
So you can see the physical benefits of salah, the spiritual benefits of salah, the rewards of salah. But one question here. When we are reading salah, in one of the hadiths I mentioned, is about the presence of the heart. We talked about indecency and how salah protects one from indecency. Yeah. There's an account which I'd like to mention here. It says, once a man, he fell in love with a woman. He remains restless all the time and was badly afflicted by the pains of separation. He always wanted to go and see that woman.
Okay.
After all, finding the courage, he wrote a letter expressing love and longing for meeting her. Okay. So what did he do? He writes a letter to this woman. Hmm. That woman, she belonged to a very pious family and she was also married as well.
Okay.
She felt shy after receiving the letter from her self-made lover. As she was married, a woman, and also aware of her rights for her husband, that in case of disobedience to a husband, nothing will be left except destruction of the world and the hereafter.
MashaAllah.
Okay. Thereafter, after taking something, she handed over a letter to her husband. Her husband, besides being very pious, was also a wise man as well. So what he done? Both were enjoying a pleasant and happy married life. Luckily, he was an imam of the masjid as well.
Okay.
So the man, he was imam of the masjid. And this man, he fell in love with the imam of the masjid's wife.
Okay.
So he got this letter sent to the man.
Okay.
That offer salah 5 times a day in congregation for 40 days.
Okay.
Behind the imam of such and such masjid, then it will be decided.
Okay.
In other words, then it will be decided what to do. If you want to meet me, you don't want to meet me. Being a lover, he had to comply with the demand. So he started to read salah in the masjid for 40 days. He accepted the condition and started offering salah. Time kept passing by degrees. Blessings of salah kept revealing to him.
Okay.
So now, slowly, slowly, after 40 days, he started getting the blessings of salah. His condition of the heart was changed when the 40 days were over. Hence, he sent the message that with the blessings of salah, the scale fell from my eyes. I used to dream about committing forbidden acts, but now it is a great favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla that I am free from the shackles of your love, and now it's overwhelming love of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Okay? I have repented of your love and my evil intention, and I ask for your pardon. I beg for your pardon.
Allah.
So can you see that? What this man, what intention he had and what he wanted to do. And by offering salah, he gave up this evil intention he had. But today, again, it's a question, that many people, sometimes we've heard people say this, that look at such and such person, he reads salah, but he's doing this haram thing. He earns the haram wealth. Why should I read it? Youth, they think like this, that he is reading salah, he's doing this haram.
He's not changing.
He's not changing. She's not changing. Either such and such person, they're not changing. So, what do you think? Why do people still read salah and commit sin as well?
Of course, a very valid question. Sometimes it is asked. And I think just because of lack of understanding and knowledge, Shaitan puts this whisper in someone's mind, because Shaitan does not want one to offer salah. Now, the point here is to understand, Quran is saying that salah prevents from indecency. It is there, it is written. It protects one from sinning. Inshallah, Zawajal, this does. And absolutely Quran is right, 100%. But the problem here is that ulama, they've mentioned that the reason, the way people, they offer salah, they do not offer salah with its essence, with all its rules and regulations, the way Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us to do that. Apparently people, they seem offering salah, but when you are not offering salah with all its requirements you can say in and ins and outs, with its ruh, with its essence, then definitely you won't get that benefit. In other words, if a doctor prescribes and gives one a medicine, a person doesn't take a medicine, right? One thing. And if he takes medicine, he doesn't take on time, right? Yeah. Or he takes half, or doesn't take properly as prescribed, so he won't see those results. So the problem is not in salah. Problem is the way we are offering, right? And now another point is, if on there's a food, right, on dining mat, any flies come, what do we do? Do we check away the food out? We throw the food away, or we remove the flies? That's what we do. So if we are trying, we are offering salah, right? We will not miss salah. We won't leave salah if we are not getting results. But inshallah, they will come. We should correct our salah. We should read salah the way it should be recited. We should focus on our qira'at. We should learn fara'id and wajibat of salah, conditions of salah. There is so much detail to that. We are not talking on that today. We are just talking about the rewards and benefits of salah mentioned in Quran and Hadith. But if we offer salah with its ruh, with all of its essence, inshallah, azawajal, and then definitely this salah will prevent from sinning, inshallah.
We need to check our wudu as well. There are some people, they might not be doing wudu properly, they might not be doing salah properly, then you won't get the true essence.
The soil of tahara. We yes. don't know how to purify ourselves, how to do istinja, how to use toilet properly, how to purify oneself. And these are the things. Then we will not blame salah. it's not giving us result. It is because of our knowledge, the lack of knowledge, the way we are offering, the way we are doing it. But again, we should keep on learning. We should not miss it. As I said, that we will not throw away the food. We'll try to rectify those mistakes what we are doing. But inshallah, I'm 100% sure that Quran is 100% right. This salah will definitely protect one from sins. If it is offered the way it should be offered, the way Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam offered, the way Sahaba ikram learned from Rasulullah and they offered. And if it is done with all its essence, with its ruh inshallah, definitely there is no, you can say, way that salah will not benefit anyone. There is one account in front of me, Ruqas bhai, I would like to share. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Basariya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, she was at home and a thief, he came in her house. And he started searching for something to steal. But Allahu Akbar, awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't keep things in their houses, right? Any, you can say, belongings which were quite valuable, you can say. So he couldn't find anything valuable. And when he wanted to leave the house of Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, she said that if you are a thief, then you will not leave empty-handed. O poor, do wudu with this container, the water container, it was there, and go to that room and offer salah, 2 rakat salah. You will definitely take something with you from there. Allahu Akbar. Strict rules of meditation, this was the yaqeen of Sayyida Rabi'a Basariya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. And this was the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala she had. And now that person, he made wudu and he stood in salah. As soon as he stood in salah, Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha prayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said, Ya Allah azza wa jal, this individual came in my house but he couldn't find anything. And now I have made him stand before you. So do not deprive him. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, now when she prayed for that individual who was a thief, he was standing in salah. He started feeling the, you can say, taste in salah. Right? Allahu Akbar. The emotions, the beauty of salah, you see, it started affecting him. He kept on offering salah until suhoor. It's a style of Allahu Akbar. Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, she went to that room and she found him telling off his nafs. Now that person who was in sajda and he was telling off his own nafs. And he was saying, oh nafs, if my Rabbul Izzat will punish me, what will I do if he would reject me from his court? When he got free from salah, offering salah, she asked, oh brother, how was your night? How did you spend? Allah, he said, with humbleness, with aids, that I kept on standing in the court of my Lord Azza wa Jal, and he corrected me.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And he accepted my apology, and he forgave my sins, and he made me reach to my destination and my purpose. Subhanallah. And then that individual, he left that place having the effects of surprise on his face.
Subhanallah.
Allah. Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha raised her hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, oh my Rabb Azza wa Jal, this individual, he stood before you for a moment and you accepted him in your court. And I have been standing in your court for long. Have you also accepted me in your court? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. All of a sudden, she heard this, O Rabi'ah, we have accepted him because of your sake, and because of you, we have granted him the proximity in our court.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shrine of Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. The Waqasa, can you see? This salah can change one's life, Allahu Akbar. Complete life, Allahu Akbar.
This should be a lesson for all of us. You know, as we mentioned so many things about, we said we do this, we do that. How were the awliya Allah of that time? How were the thieves of that time? You know, and look what She gave him an invitation to read Salah. Mm-hmm. A thief came, just if a thief comes in our house, do we ever do that?
Allah.
Forget a thief, do we even give our third dawah for Salah? Yeah. How much time do we say to be in our
Because school? One is we say, one is our tongue, one is tongue of awliya Allah.
SubhanAllah.
When they say, it has different effect, isn't it?
But Alhamdulillah, you know, those people who read Salah, they have that essence in their tongue as well when they speak. You see people, you sometimes you can read on their faces, and those who are habitually Salah, who read Salah, Alhamdulillah, they are the ones who are close to Allah Azza wa Jal. They are the pious people. We should be friends with them. As you mentioned earlier about some friends will take you to pubs and clubs, some will take you to the masjids. Alhamdulillah, within the Madani, the environment of Dawat Islam, we see this. Friendships. You know, you might have not gone to the masjids for a week. You might be busy. Somebody will call you. But where have you been? I haven't seen you for a long time. Come to the ijtima, come to the masjid, come to the... We need to attach ourselves with such people who will bring us close to Allah and close to Salah especially. In our schools, in colleges, in universities, at work, keep close to those people who you know are punctual with Salah.
Because you brought a beautiful point and it reminds me another couplet. Allah, Allah karne se Allah na mile. Allah wale hain jo Allah se mila dete.
So
keep on saying Allah, Allah, Allah. Maybe you will not get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, metaphorically speaking. But if you go in the company of a pious person, a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will take you to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just heard how Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah.
The thief came and he got proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wa alayhi jo Allah se mila dete.
From today, alhamdulillah, the things that we have learned, you know, so many rewards, one would ever feel like giving up salah. All the rewards that we have learnt about today, how can a Muslim say, I'm not going to pray after today? You know, how many rewards and forgiveness of sins we have mentioned?
Oh,
what more do we want? Everything is there for us. The key is there, everything is there. Alhamdulillah, the Muslim Muslim channel are watching us. I don't think after today's episode that somebody could say, I'm not going to read salah. Everything that somebody wants in the dunya, will ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for, what are the keys of salah?
So in this dunya, we have got the blessings of salah and definitely for the hereafter. For both worlds, we can have the rewards and benefits of salah. As you said, if you want to have risk, sustenance, increase in sustenance, barakah in sustenance, if you want cure from our diseases, alhamdulillah, everything is in salah. And if you want to have our ranks raised in hereafter, then alhamdulillah salah. If you want to enter into Jannah, there is a salah. If you want ease on post sirat, the bridge of sirat, then again salah. If we want light in our grave, subhanallah salah. Everywhere salah seems to help us.
Subhanallah. No, that just, you know, one thing I would think to myself, that you know, when you have a problem with an issue, before you go to anybody, just do dua to Allah. Put your hand in the
practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. Whenever he was he faced any severe hardships, any problem, right, any issue apparently in his life, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's practice was he would stand in salah.
Well, what's the point of going to people? What can a person do for us? We go and complain about this issue, that issue. What's that person going to do for you?
You should talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Speak to Allah. Put your hand in prostration and say, Allah, okay, I'm a sinner. I'm in your court. Inshallah, you see Allah is so merciful. Allah is looking for an excuse to forgive us.
Yeah.
Allah wants us to come back to Him. You might have been sinning for 20, 30, 40 years. Come back to Allah. Prostrate to Allah. And shed a tear or two in the court of Allah. Ya Allah, I'm back. Accept me. Help me against shaitan, against my nafs, and establish salah. Inshallah, you see how doors in the dunya open, and doors in the akhirah open for you. You see the blessing in the dunya and in the akhirah, inshallah.
Because very beautiful description, subhanallah, here I would like to share the views of Madani Shalm at the end. That, as you said, return in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our master, He is our Lord Azza wa Jalla, He is our Rabb Azza wa Jalla, He is Razzaq, He provides us, He gives us. Now, this feeling that a person who comes in salah, now, the way we offer salah, we just reflect on that. A person, when he comes back, he's been sinning, and he makes a mindset that now is the time I have to return back to my Lord. Just like a slave who had ran away, and he comes back in the court of his master. Can we have that kind of imagination, and we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we raise our hands, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I've raised my hands. They are empty, I'm empty-handed, I've got nothing before you. And then a person puts his hands here. And this standing posture itself is a reflection of ijz. humbleness, a person being down to earth,
bow your head down as well, subhanAllah.
And standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a slave standing in the court of his master, he starts praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Each and every verse has its own beauty, subhanAllah. It contains the hamd. Subhanallah, a person goes into ruku. It is a kind of a gesture that subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this much I've never bowed down in front of anyone in this creation. This much I have bowed down, it is just before you, O my Lord. And then, person when he goes to sajda, Allahu Akbar, that is the head, which is the top of one's body. A person puts his head before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the climax of one's ids, one's humbleness, one's being down to earth. And that is the place what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person to be in. And no doubt, when a person goes into sujood, all the sins, they fell down. And a person becomes clean, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that person. Now if he repeats this gesture of love every day, 5 times a day, subhanAllah. Now can you imagine any sin will be there on him? And alhamdulillah, he'll be definitely accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respective views of Madani Sharim, as Muballigh of Dawat Islami said, make intention. The purpose of this program is that we give you a reminder. We mentioned from Quran and Hadith and from the practices of Awliya Allah, subhanAllah, the way they used to offer Salah and the importance of Salah, subhanAllah, which have been mentioned by Muballigh of Dawat Islami also. We should make intention from today onwards, inshallah, we will not miss our Salah.
Inshallah.
What message final would you like to share?
The final message is that turn back to your Lord.
Subhanallah.
Wherever you are in life, establish prayer. Inshallah, you'll see your issues, your problems be removed, and the blessings and barakahs coming into your life, inshallah.
Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you so much for watching this beautiful program. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel, inshallah, with another a beautiful episode regarding Salah.
Sins take you away from Allah. Salah takes you back to Allah. Leave the sins, perform your Salah. Salah is the gift of Miraj.